Blog Talk Radio.
Yes, working for my good. Good evening. Thank you so much for tuning in to the next chapter of Widows Ministry Talk Show, a ministry embracing widows and others who have lost a special loved one. Our scripture read, honor widows that are widows indeed, coming from 1 Timothy 5:3. I hope all is well with you. Wasn't today a beautiful day? I hope that you enjoyed yourself on this beautiful day. The only thing as far as this day is the pollen. The pollen was so high, and I have allergy, and so I sort of stayed. I was out there, but I didn't stay out there very long, and because it really messes with my sinus. But it was, other than that, it was a beautiful day. But I was told that listening at the news that we're going to have some cold weather by the weekend. So this weather's been crazy, but I just don't want to have a frost, because I don't want my flowers that are coming up to be birthed again from the cold weather we had before, because they're coming up so beautifully. Well, tonight, this is the day that the Lord has made. Rejoice and be glad in it. And we should all be joyful and grateful. I have several different announcements I want to start off first before I go into the inspirational message. Well, I sent out a text, several texts on Saturday. Well, I text about 80 plus widows and let you know that we officially launched our new website. And did you have time to look at our new website? It was sent to everyone. If you have not, I sure would love that you would take a look at it and see and check it out and see what you think. I've been getting a lot of good feedback from the website, the comments saying that it's a great thing and it's beautiful and what is needed. And I'm going to tell you the benefits from it all. But I hope that you will take time to look at it if you have not. I know we have a busy schedule, but it won't take but a few minutes to look at it. And I am very pleased with the young man who helped us put it together. His name is Raheem Kareem. And he's such a nice young man who was very patient with us and getting everything together. And it took about a couple of months for us to get all the materials to him, pictures, materials, and everything, and wording and everything to him so he could put it all together. And he did a wonderful job. Well, the next, let me talk about the website. I'm waiting for some more people to come on, and I want to give you some feedback of something, too. When I play the music a little bit longer than normal, it's because I can see as you come on, I see how many people are on and how they're coming in. So sometimes I play the music a little bit longer because I'm trying to wait until everybody gets on before I get into everything. So sometimes when you hear that, it's not because I'm falling asleep or want to play the music longer, just that I'm trying to wait till everybody, tune in. But the benefits for our website, it helps. It's going to help me a whole lot because I get a lot of phone calls about new widows and people who wanting to introduce me to a new widow. Also, just information generally. Now they can actually instead of me. And most of the time when I call from someone new, I'm explaining to them, different things about the ministry. And most of the information is coming from the brochure and telling them about the talk show, all that. But now they can actually go on the website and actually see everything. So that will take some time from me having to do that. And that's time that I could use to do some other things for the ministry. So now you can refer those people to the website. There is a place on there that says contact us. You can have that person, if when they are up to it, they can go to contact us and put their name, telephone number, and email address and send us our email, and we'll get it instantly. Just 1 second, my phone. Thought I turned it down. 1 second here. Yes. But anyway, that is a great thing, tool to help me out. So they can actually send me a message and I'll get it instantly. I would not, and it says once it's sent, it indicates that someone will get back to you soon. And soon meaning that not necessarily immediately, but soon and very soon. So just knowing that I look at my email, all of my emails every day. I have several for my travel agent. I have my personal. I have one for the next chapter. And also have one dealing with this new website. So I look at everything throughout the day. The next thing is if you want to purchase one of our books. Many times I get phone calls about purchasing A Widow's Touch, and, oh, Lord, what am I to do? Some people ask whether I have some on hand instead of having to order it. But now all you have to do is go to books on, click the tab, books, and click on which book that you want to order, or you want to order both of them. And it takes you straight to Amazon.com. So it is very helpful, a helpful tool. So you won't have to make those phone calls waiting for me to get back to you and letting you know whether I have any copies. I do keep copies of the book here at home. So just know that. The next thing that it does, too, it keeps you informed of different activities, what is current. And also the last couple of things that we had, it's still on it. You can go back and look at some old stuff. Let me see what else it has. It has beautiful pictures of different trips that we have gone on throughout the years. I can't believe it's 20 years coming September. And lots of pictures. We have lots of pictures on Facebook. So just knowing that Facebook will always be current. If you want to look at more pictures and photos from different events, you can always go to Facebook as well. But we will keep Facebook, the Facebook page, and keep that updated as much as possible. It also shows you our board members, pictures of our board members and their title. Let me see. Let me click on it real quick and let's see what else I'm missing. It also talks about us. So if there's someone that wants to know about us, all you have to do is tell them to go to the website and it will tell you about us. It will give us, will give you our mission, our scripture, our purpose, and many more information as well. So you don't have to talk about it to someone. Tell them, go to the website. I'm sure that once you look at the pictures and see all the different widows that have came through our ministry in the last 20 years, they will be very encouraged by it. So this is a very good tool for you to refer widows that you think that needs help, you know, don't want them to be alone and they can be encouraged by the next chapter, Widows Ministry. The other also, let me see what else. Oh, there's the donate page. Oh, that is really great too. So you can make your donation and then even I want you to go and be on the campaign out there for the next chapter and getting donation. We want to raise that $20,000 for our anniversary. If you see someone that you're talking to and they're talking, you can encourage them to make a donation. You want to make some additional, you want to make a donation every month until the time, September, or you can wait, make one big donation. You can do that. Once you go on, click on the donate page, it tells you that we are a 501c3 nonprofit organization. And it also tells you that you will get a receipt. So as soon as you fill everything out, and now, if you have a PayPal account, you can use PayPal or you can use another credit card. It has a place for that. And once you fill, and it's a secure site, just know that it is a secure site. So when you make a donation, it goes straight to our PayPal account. Or if you have a PayPal, it goes from one PayPal to the other or a credit card. And just knowing that, and you will get a receipt immediately after you click that send button to make that donation, you automatically get a receipt. And you'll see a receipt instantly as well as being sent to your email. So this site is built for, you know, self-sufficient. And, you know, it's more or less it's there and you can do everything on it and get receipts and answers. So just know that this has been, this site has been built and put together for the use of you sending other widows, purchasing books, looking at events, and making donations. And we want you to push other people to make those donations to our cause. And it also says, it gives you the information, if someone asks you, why are we raising this $20,000, okay? Let me see if I can go to that page real quickly. Okay, it says support our fundraiser. When you give today, you are directly impacting the life of a widow in need. The Next Chapter Widows Ministry supports the need of widows in distress and grief. We offer fulfilling activities to enrich a widow's life. The Next Chapter Widows Ministry is celebrating our 20th year anniversary. We have begun a fundraiser campaign to help our widows with some financial hardship, financial education, and resource material to enhance their lives and help during this difficult time. The Next Chapter over the past last 20 years in ministry have enjoyed annual getaways, served the community, celebrated a special occasion, and host a weekly talk show. So these are the things that we do. And this talk show costs money. Monthly, we pay a fee to have, to be on this studio to do our talk show. So just knowing that all of these courses and stuff that we do, that's where our donation is going to be able to take care of and help us and do more. So if that person wants to know why we are trying to raise this money, send them to the donation page and they can see why. Support our fundraiser. So and it indicates that the Next Chapter is a 501c3 nonprofit organization, and then you're going to receive our email, and you get that email instantly. Instantly. So let me get back to the show, the copy of the show. Okay. And let's see what else on the list. The next thing on the list is we're going to need some volunteers. We're going to need volunteers for two things. We need volunteers for our anniversary committee, and then we're going to need volunteers to make phone calls. We have been around for 20 years, so we have names, telephone numbers, and addresses, everything, of widows throughout the 20 years, all the way back to 2003. And we need I need at least 3 to 4 people to make cold calls, call not the one that I've been texting, because they are receiving the information, but these ladies who've been back started with the ministry. We need to wake them up and say, we are celebrating our 20th anniversary, and you are the beginning of it, and we want you to be a part of our celebration. So we want callers, someone to make those phone calls to those seasoned widows, I would say. So I'm going to need volunteer for that, so please call me. I hope I get lots of phone calls. Just make the phone calls and say, I'm going to volunteer. And then the anniversary committee is not going to be that hard, because we are putting things in place, and we just need a group of you to add some more things to it and make it happen, make everything happen. But I just finalized the speaker. I'm not going to tell you the speaker yet. Just trying to finalize a few other things, and we're going to pretty much put stuff in place so the anniversary committee do not need to come up with a whole lot of stuff. Let me see what else is on the list. The anniversary is September 16th. It's going to be from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m., 3 hours. Might go over a little bit, but we would need at least 3 hours to celebrate 20 years. And I think that's all I have as far as the announcement. Oh, one other thing. We're going to have a meeting on the third Saturday. Normally we have a meeting at the third Saturday of every month. We're going to start that again. But we're not going to do March in person because we're still planning the 20th year anniversary. So we don't want to take that time for a meeting. We are going to meet, but we're going to meet freeconferencecall.com. So I'll be sending out the time and also the access code to get on. So the third Saturday is the 18th. So just put that on your calendar that we will have a meeting through freeconferencecall.com. And then we hope that we will be in person in April, but we'll let you know before time. And that is all the announcement. So I'm going to begin with a short inspirational message. And it says, and this is just like Jesus is talking to you, I am the foundation and focus of your life. I am a firm foundation, one that will not be shaken. Before you see me as Savior, you had nothing to build your life upon. Every time you try to create something meaningful, it would eventually collapse like a house of cards. Without me, everything is ultimately meaningless. Meaningless. Ever since I became your Savior, you have been building on the rock of my presence. Some of the things that you have worked on have flourished and others have not. But you always have a firm place to stand with me. On the foundation I provide for you. Yes, Jesus is a rock. So he definitely is our foundation. The key to steadiness in your life is to set me always before you. Pastor was talking, my pastor, Dr. William E. Fitton Sr., said this past Sunday that the order that we should, how we should put people and things in our lives. The first thing is God. Okay? The next thing is family. The third thing is church. Do not put church before your family. And do not put church a family before God. So God should be first, your family should be second, and the church should be third. That's the way he indicated that we should, the way that we should live. And pretty much I've always pretty much tried to focus on that. And sometimes when we get things are happening in our lives and stuff, we lose focus of God and we put those other things, materialistic things first in our lives, instead of always making sure God is in it. Whenever there's something good or bad going on, we should always, you know, speak to him, you know, thank him for his goodness and his mercy. So just know that those are the orders that you should focus on in life with your family as well as God. So the key, when you make me your focus, you can walk steadily along your life path. Many distractions will be from attention along the way. But I am the guide who is continuously before you. So keep looking ahead to me. See me beaconing on you on step by step by step all the way to heaven. Some scriptures I want to read. Ecclesiastes chapter 1:2. Meaningless, and in this I just talked about meaningless. It comes from Ecclesiastes 1:2. Meaningless, meaningless, says the teacher. Utterly meaningless. Everything is meaningless. And what is it saying? That nothing Without Jesus, everything can be meaningless. Your life might be going well, might be very comfortable, as far as financially and good health and all that stuff. But that doesn't last forever. And we also, I heard on the talk show where I was talking that, people can be very comfortable in their life. They can have plenty of money. They can be doing so well. But most of them are unhappy. They're not as happy as you think that they are. You're looking at them, they're smiling. But within inside, they're dealing with a lot of different situations. So just knowing that person's not always happy inside. Let's see another scripture. Psalms 16:8. I set the Lord always before me because he is my right hand. I will not be shaken. So God is showing you right then. He should be the first and not the last. And 2 Samuel 22:47 says, the Lord lives. Blessed be my rock. Let God be exalted, the rock of our salvation. Yes, we should always give him glory and praise him and thank him for his goodness and his mercy, because he should always be first in our lives. Okay. And here's a scripture from Philippians 4:8. Finally, brethren, whatever is true, whatever things are noble, we all know this one very well, whatever things are noble, whatever things are just, whatever things are pure, whatever things are lovely, whatever things are of good report, there is only virtue, and if there is anything praiseworthy, meditate on these things. Meditate on God, of course, especially. The Lord makes his face shine upon you and be gracious to you. That's Numbers 6:25. And Psalm 16:11. You make known to the path of life. In your presence there is fullness of joy. At your right hand are pleasures forever and ever. Yes, you will be blessed forever and ever. I know things goes on in our lives, and that's something that's going to happen. We're going to have trials and tribulation. But as we get strong in the Lord, our walk gets stronger. So it doesn't, it doesn't attack our minds and bodies very easily. Because we have that belief that God is here. God is. And he will be here for us. So just knowing that as you continue to build your foundation, you will be able to stand on the rock. And that is all I have for tonight. I wanted to talk about the website. Everyone is not on the line like they are. We have very little callers tonight. I think that they enjoy the nice weather so much, because right now I'm tired myself and sleepy. But anyway, we will have some guest speakers on again. I will get some more, but I wanted to talk about those things as far as the website. So pass on the website. As you talk to other widows, let them know what the Next Chapter Widows Ministry is doing, and we want them to join us, and we can walk this walk with them. They do not have to be alone. And that is all I have for tonight. I just ask you to continue to be with us and tune in each week from 10 to 10:30. AM. And I have a short little prayer. 10 seconds left. Okay. Dear Father, when the day is difficult, give me perspective and faith. When I'm weak, give me strength. Let me trust in your promises. Father, let me live with the assurance that you are with me, not only today, but always throughout eternity. Yes, just believe that, because he is there during difficult times and good times as well. So be blessed and have a great week, and tune in again the same time from 10 to 10:30 p.m. Be blessed and good night.
I worship.